Hey, welcome back. Thanks to everyone who has listened to my last episode, which looking at the calendar is about a little over a month ago. It looks like it was for my Mother's Day episode, and since then a lot has happened. I too have become a mother. I became a mother, I think it was actually almost a week later from when I did that episode that I became a mother. So I just wanted to hop on here really quick just because, you know, with a newborn, time is super limited, but I did want to get a chance to kind of clue you guys in on what's going on. The baby's kind of really quiet right now, so I'm going to try to take as much advantage as I can of this quiet moment to kind of fill you guys in on what's going on. So this is essentially, I guess, the labor and delivery episode. I haven't done a YouTube video like I said I wanted to. YouTubing is a little bit more demanding than kind of sitting in whatever environment you're in to kind of hop on here and talk to you guys. You know, with YouTube, you gotta do lights, makeup, action. But in any case, down to the meat, right? What you guys care about. So I had my daughter. Woo. And guys, if there's like really loud background, I apologize. My environment's not the best. Hopefully that makes things a little bit better. But I had my daughter on May 27th. Yes. Little Miss Diva ended up being my Memorial Day baby. So on Memorial Day this year, people were barbecuing and I was in labor. So low-key, it was my Labor Day. couldn't wait till September, apparently. But I had her, and her name is Ryan. Little Miss Ryan. So Ryan was born May 27th, Memorial Day, and she is actually going to be turning a month pretty soon. So I've been doing this mommy thing for a couple of weeks now, and man, those moms who I've spoken to before about like what the experience is like, we're not lying. It is the most demanding job I've ever done, but also the most rewarding. I am so in love with Ryan. She is, oh my God, the cutest little thing. Looks exactly like her father. I mean, apparently all I did was just carry her for 9 months. But she took all her dad's genes. I guess he was annoying the hell out of me throughout my pregnancy. And as demanding as it is, I'm getting no sleep. I mean, what is sleep? Sleep now is like power naps, okay? We're on a schedule of 2.5 to 3 hours. We're really lucky if we push it to 4 hours of sleep straight. And that's the life we're living, guys. Like, that's it. That's where we're at. Like, that's just the sleep that we're in. But I love it. I mean, I love her. Do I love 8 hours of sleep? Yeah, of course I do. Would I rather? Of course. But because it's Ryan, it's like, okay, sis, sure, I'll sacrifice my sleep. But I am so in love with her. We get a lot of questions about, like, why Ryan? Obviously, she's a girl. And traditionally, Ryan is a boy name. But actually, Ryan is a unisex name. It just happens to be used more for boys. And I don't know, I've always been a big fan of like unisex names or names that tend to be like quote unquote boy names for girls. So like I love names like Drew and Charlie, Ryan, of course, Jordan, Alex. But I wanted a name that's not like not beaten to death for girl names. So, you know, Jordan's pretty common as a unisex name. So I didn't want that. What's another really common unisex name? Sam, I mean, for Samantha, it's pretty common for me. So I didn't want to use that name either. So as I was like going down a list of different names, I love Drew, but the husband was not having it. Drew was really cute. Of course, we loved Ryan. I'm kind of like drawing a blank right now, but there were different options. And Dylan was another name that I liked, but we ended up not moving forward with it. So we kind of settled on Ryan, and I was actually kind of nervous. I didn't think my husband would go for it because, again, like, I know Ryan is not a typical name for a girl. Although I have to say, I feel like Ryan is a more feminine name than masculine. Like, even Ryan's nickname, we call her Rye or Rye. Doesn't that sound like a girl name to you? Like, I don't know. It just sounds like it's like a girl nickname. I can't imagine it being for a boy. And funny enough, my husband and I were talking and we're just like, okay, so we know it's a girl, but if it turns out to be a boy, would we still name our son Ryan? And he's like, actually, no. He's like, I see Ryan being a girl name. I was like, oh my God, me too. So the fact that we both were on board for it was just like perfect. So we settled on Ryan. I love the meaning of Ryan. It means little king or descendant of the king. And we were just pretty intentional, just like the meaning of the name that we picked for our kid. And ooh, bless you. You might have actually heard her sneezing in the background. She's like looking right at me listening to this. But yeah, so we were really intentional about the meaning of the name and the fact that it means descendant of the king. Like, come on, King Jesus. We want her to know that she's royalty. We want her to know that she comes from the throne. We want her to know that she's born with intention and born with purpose. And Ryan is an easy name to spell. Okay. And I don't know. I just really, really love it. The consensus of her name so far has been, I mean, my husband thinks it's been more positive. I think it's more 50-50. You know, me being Haitian, so the older Haitian crew, meaning like the Gumons or the adults, they are not 100% on board, but who cares? You know, I didn't pick her name for them. They're just like, you know, for some reason, Haitians can't pronounce R-Y, like Rye. Like people have a hard time figuring out how to say Ryan. Like, it's like Y-N. Or why or Ray, like they're just like struggling, which it's so weird. I'm just like, I would get if you guys were struggling with her name, if her name wasn't a traditional name, but Ryan is a traditional name. What's not traditional is that Ryan is used for a girl, not a boy. So I don't know why people are tripping up on this name or the Gumons, or they're just confused as to like, why did you give her a boy name? And I'm just like, it's not a boy name. And even if it was a boy name, like, but, you know, arguing with older Haitians is like arguing to the wind. It's not going anywhere. So, and then there's other people who like love it. They're like, oh my God, we love the name Ryan for a girl. So cute, so cute. But I mean, she looks like a Ryan to me. You know, some kids, they're like, oh, they'll grow into their name. But looking at her, you know what? She doesn't look like a Ryan. She looks like a Rye. Maybe as she gets older, she'll look like as her full name. But right now, she definitely looks like her nickname. I call her Rye. People call her Rye, and there's other nicknames out there too, but I feel like she fits her nicknames. So that is the background on Ryan's name. Oh, labor and delivery, good God. So I mean, when people tell you that like labor is the most difficult thing you'll ever go through, believe them, okay? Like labor pains are like the worst pain you ever felt times a million. I went into my labor, into the hospital, thinking that, you know, I'm going to have a natural birth and I don't want any drugs. I don't want any medication. And listen, shout out to every woman that is out there that has actually not, I mean, you've done the whole natural birth and you've taken zero medication to 10 centimeters. You push with no medication. And a bigger shout out to women who've done it more than once. Oh my God. Hats off to you. You are the OG. Because listen, your girl right here, Kate, could not do it. Mm-mm. No. I walked in there thinking, oh, I'm about to be Mother Nature. No drugs. We good. Uh-oh. Hey. Hey. I got an epidural at 7 centimeters. And listen, the fact that I even got to 7 centimeters with no drugs, you all should be proud of me because I'm proud of me. Like, I could not believe I actually went that far without it. And the fact that I felt that kind of pain at 7, I was like losing my mind at like what 10 would even feel like. I probably would have passed out and died. And like to push with no drugs. Oh, girl. Mm-mm. It is not for me. So luckily enough, my labor pains in the beginning weren't bad. I got admitted to the hospital at 4 centimeters and didn't even think that I was even that dilated. And the pains weren't that bad in the beginning. Like, it just felt like really strong period cramps. And I wasn't screaming, yelling, or anything like that. I had everything under control. Or so I thought. So when I got to the hospital, I got bumped up to 5 centimeters. And they were like, listen, your water has just not broken yet. And it's been a couple of hours now. So we're going to have to break your water for you. sister, when they broke my water, that when Ish, oh, sorry, Ryan. There she is in the background. That's when Ish got real, guys. It got so real. Literally, as they were, they broke my water with like this long stick thing, like, and had like a little bit of a hook at the back. So I guess that was to like break the sack. And literally, as they removed that stick from me, the pain hit. So I'm assuming that like pain kicks in when your water breaks, because before that, again, 5 centimeters, I was fine. I was just breathing through it. It didn't hurt me at all. But the moment they did that, it was a dub. And so like, it was like another hour and a half, and I was at 5 and I got to like 6.5, and I was in excruciating pain. I was just like, yo, give me the epidural. I want the epidural. I don't care. My poor husband, because we spoke about this. I was like, babe, you know, when I get into the hospital, I'm sure the pain will be so much. Don't let me get the epidural. You know, talk me out of it. And so my husband is now going through the script that we created together to talk to me about like why I shouldn't get the epidural. I also have scoliosis. So, you know, I had some worries there about like, you know, with my spine being curved. I mean, was there any like danger that I should be mindful of? Because, you know, an epidural is a very serious thing, even for people with, you know, top bill of health. And so my husband's telling me like, you know, don't do it, babe. He said to tell you to, like, you can do it, you're a strong woman. I think, I don't care, give me the epidural. Like, that was crazy, but I got it. And let me tell you, I was in labor since Sunday, and now that I'm thinking back, I don't remember the time. I was in labor since Sunday though. Like early afternoon Sunday, I got admitted to a hospital Monday morning. So it was like 1 a.m. when I came into the hospital. Yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning. So it's still like dark outside, but it was morning. And I delivered Ryan at 3 p.m. Okay? 3 p.m, people. So, I mean, I was in labor for over 24 hours. And let's say I don't count the labor I had before I got to the hospital. Because again, I was chill. Like, I was really eating whatever, having a good old time. It was my mother-in-law that was like, you know, your contractions are coming closer together. You really should get this checked out. But I was fine. But even if we go from when I got checked into the hospital, 1 o'clock in the morning to 3 p.m, that's a long time. So, labor is no joke, people. So once I got my epidural, I literally went from 7 centimeters to 9.5 centimeters, no joke, in 20 minutes. And I was so shook. I was like, are you kidding me? This whole time, I probably could have sped my entire delivery had I just taken the epidural. Because it seemed that like once my body got over the shock and got numb, it wasn't going through like the stresses of feeling the labor pains and the contractions. So my body was able to relax and it dilated much quicker. The epidural process, though, I'll tell you this. If I ever get pregnant again, if I am crazy enough to do this again, I will get an epidural earlier, because it was so hard being in that much pain and getting the epidural, because you have to stay very, very still as they put the needle in your back. And, you know, contraction or no contraction, you can't move, because if you move, there's a chance of the fluid of the epidural going in your spine. You can be paralyzed. Like, it's a lot that's on the line. So imagine getting like a 7 centimeter contraction and you're not able to move. I literally had to hold on to a pillow and like hold on to the hands of a nurse to not like cry and like scream profusely, because it was really bad. But once it kicked in, it took like 15 minutes for the epidural to kick in, which was really, really cool. And it felt like a cold sensation when they were putting it in. But once it hit, let me tell you, like, I couldn't feel my legs, I couldn't move it, and I didn't care. I was just so happy that I got the relief that I needed. and so praise be. And so what happened after that? It took me 30 minutes to deliver, to push, pardon. But because my epidural took so long, I mean, because my epidural was so relaxing, my contractions weren't coming so close between each other. So like I would push and then wait like another 5 minutes for my next contraction to come. Cause you need a contraction in order for you to push. If you don't push while you're contracting, then you can like tear really, really bad. Oh, and speaking of tearing, praise be under his eye. I did not tear a lot, thank God. And it took me like a week and a half to fully heal from the stitches. I asked my doctor as she was sewing me up. He's like, actually, you did pretty good for a first-time mom. You look great. You still have two holes. That might be TMI, but hey, there's some people who tear so bad that it's just, Chile, it's crazy down there. What else happened after? Oh, well, you know, you do bleed for a very long time. They teach you how to like take care of yourself, and you do have to wear a diaper and cold compresses and all that stuff. But you know, I got really, really lucky. My pregnancy was so good. My delivery, considering as good as a delivery can get, it was pretty good. And my healing process was good as well. Again, Haitians, stand up. I had to get back with Faye. I had to get shorted. Damn near burned off my vagina, but that's a story for another day. But the process overall was definitely eye-opening. Like, there's nothing that can prepare you guys. Like, if there's anyone out there who's interested in knowing a bit more about pregnancy, interested to know more about pregnancy or delivering, like, sometimes you just have to go through the process. I took a labor and delivery class that kind of explained what it was, and that was helpful, like knowing the terms and like what to expect of like, this is what happens when you're this dilated and this is this drug and etc. And I did a maternity ward tour, so I was able to see my hospital before delivering, and I kind of knew what to expect. But again, you really don't know what to expect until you deliver. Like, there was no way I would have known that my water wouldn't break, you know, like that's just so random. You don't know until you're actually in delivery. So, I mean, your body is powerful. Okay. The fact that I'm talking about this labor, and I know it was the most excruciating pain that I've ever had, but I really don't remember the pain. That just shows how big God is. And for people to say that people don't believe in God is mind-blowing to me, because like God is just so, like, the fact that he's sorry about that the fact that he's created us to have our body expand that way, the fact that he created us that, like, the moment we see our child, for most women, because there are some women who don't connect immediately, and there's nothing wrong with that, but for me, I did. I connected with her immediately. Like, you just look at your child and you're like, this is my blood. The fact that your milk comes in immediately after you give birth, like, it's not like you told yourself, hello brain, my baby's here now, let's make some milk. Like, no, like, God allows that to happen. And like, when you're pushing and delivering your baby, you truly are on the precipice of life and death. And you know, the fact that this day and age we're able to live and get back to work and to provide for your family, like, that's just so profound. And I just love being a mom. Like, I've only been it for a few weeks. I'm sure it's gonna get tougher, dude. But so far, I'm just like, man, I have like a whole new life purpose. And it's just great. It really, really is. So I just wanted to hop on here and let you guys know. So far, everything is good. I'm definitely taking things slower. I really want to focus on, you know, loving on Ryan and understanding Ryan and her needs. Which is why I'm also going to be doing a little bit of a break from my book club, which really, really sucks, because, you know, you guys know how much I love to read. But listen, with these 3-hour power naps, reading is a luxury, and I don't have that right now. So I try to read while I'm pumping, but I definitely don't have the time to coordinate another brunch. So I'm actually going to be announcing pretty soon on our Let's Book Brunch page. If you're not following us, please follow us. It's a great club and group of women to be around if you're interested in learning more about books and different things, to get networking with other women in the area, which is the New Jersey area. We're going to be on a bit of maternity leave, so I'll still do book recommendations, but for the actual brunch coordination, we're going to hold off on that till maybe September, which is actually around the time that I get back to work. So when I get back to work, I'll try to get back into the full swing of putting the brunches together, but I just think it might be a bit too much right now between trying to understand mommyhood and put the brunch together. And I hope you guys understand. And what else? And, you know, I'll be a little bit slower with my YouTube videos, but I do think that doing these podcasts will be a bit easier to do. I mean, I'm testing it out right now, and it's pretty possible. Maybe when Ryan's sleeping or at least a little calm, we can get it going. But as you hear, Ryan is starting to get a little frustrated and she wants to be put down since she just was fed. So guys, I just wanted to hop on here and let you guys know what's going on. Thank you all for your well wishes for those who've reached out to congratulate my husband and I on our new bundle of joy. We cannot be happier. We are so desperately in love with Ryan, and I am looking forward to, you know, documenting all this on the Nouveau Mom podcast with you guys and understanding this journey where I can look back and just see how far I've come and or get some feedback from you guys. You know, I do not have this figured out at all, and I am open to all advice. So if you have any recommendations for a new mom like me, please feel free to go onto our Instagram page, which is the Nouveau Mom. Please, I would love to hear some of your advice. Reshare this podcast episode with anyone. I would love it. So this is going to be a shorter one, short and sweet. But again, thank you guys so much for listening. And until next time, that's it.